Thank you very much, Victor. I think it was a very interesting way of presenting, I would say, a rather maybe a little dry topic of economics. But the way you made it and linked it up with family and with your life experiences made it very engaging. You managed to engage us in your discussion and presentation. One thing which I really appealed to me was your saying that family unit is very important no matter what aspect we look at it from, and to know that even the ILO is looking at the importance of the family and the economic context is very critical for us to go ahead and work with perhaps ILO as our new partner as well. But as I said, it's creating new jobs. You shared some of your innovative approaches in working together and coming up with what are the jobs of the future and how we can engage with our people. Not top-down approach, but more partnerships, working together, engagement, and sharing what we have, what we know, and learning from them on what they need as well. So I think that was a very interesting presentation. And I would always say it all begins in the family. So with that, I would say I will leave for now until we open up for a Q&A session, and maybe I'm sure there'll be a lot of other questions from our participants. But one thing that struck me was that now definitely more and more countries, especially in the OECD countries as well, are now consider that family policies, especially economic policies, should be targeted at well-being. And I think in 2020, the EU Council of Ministers urged EU countries to put people and their well-being at the center of policy design. So ultimately, it's the well-being of the people, no matter what kind of policies we develop and implement. With that, thank you very much once again. Now we come to our third keynote speaker, who is going to talk on closing the gaps, SDG 10. We have with us Mrs. Maria Victoria Borghetti Paus. Yes. I got that right? Okay, let me just go through your... Okay, thank you. She's a businesswoman in the education sector and a Paraná State Congresswoman for the Progressista Party, right? Okay, she graduated... Mrs. Maria graduated in hospitality from the Swiss Hotel Management School, and she has a postgraduate degree in early public management. Yeah, from UNISESUMA, and studied early childhood education at Harvard University. She took courses in the areas of education and arts at Stanford and Yale universities. So she's very the right person to present on this topic as well. And she also worked in China and participated in many humanitarian projects in Africa. She was first elected to the State Parliament in 2014. Aged 22. So that's a remarkable achievement. She still looks 22 today. Youngest woman. And she hasn't aged since then. And she was re-elected in 2018, again, for that same position, yes? And she chaired the Mercosur and International Affairs Commission of the Legislative Assembly, yeah? And she's the daughter of former Governor Sida Borghetti and Federal Deputy and former Minister Ricardo Barros. And she's married to a lawyer, Diego Campos, and the mother of two girls. With that, I would like to invite Mrs. Maria to do her presentation on SDG 10, Reducing Inequalities.